Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? If they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up, hang on. What are you talking about? Welcome to Alan Brazil, back from Paris, up front with Mike Porky Parry, and we're sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Mr. Parry, how are you?
Very well indeed.
Crying after last night?
Well, of course not. You know, I'm not going to...
Born in Wrexham, raised in Chester,
I'm not kidding on your English. I'm not going to respond to these jibes about my nationality. The thing is, I'm 100% Anglo-Saxon Anglais, okay? That means English in English, if you see what I mean.
Well, now you've lost the red hair and you're now grey.
No.
Maybe. But when you're, when you're the red hair and the red beard...
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Okay,
Welsh.
I'm going to pay you a huge compliment. I'm going to say that you said to me before the game that you were going to punt for England to win 2-1.
Yes.
At half time, when England were 1-0 down, I thought that was going to frazzle you. But it came to pass.
Thank you.
Now, it came to pass because what Roy Hodgson did was something we've been asking him to do since the start of the campaign. What did he do?
Well, we were, just to give you an idea, we were in central London, a beautiful casino, the Hippodrome, 120 people there. And do you know what one of the biggest roars of the night was? England got the first corner and Rooney went to take it,
indeed,
not Kane.
Indeed.
Can you believe that? So at least Roy has listened to common sense.
Yeah. Well, he's listened to the power of the people. You know, everybody in both the media world, newspapers, commentators, but the fans mostly were saying, why is Harry Kane taking these corners?
Yes. By the way, first half Wales are very good. Your boys done brilliant. You have to blame Joe Hart for the goal.
Indeed.
When Gareth Bale spotted the ball, I thought, he can't score from there.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but it wasn't just goalkeeping error. It was a brilliant free kick. I mean, you have to say that. Oh, I say it was brilliant because what nobody's pointed out is that not only did he get it over the wall, he got it over an elevated wall.
No, he didn't.
He jumped and he got it over.
He got it at the side of the wall.
It doesn't matter. It was up and down.
It does matter. It did go over the wall.
No, Al.
It was Joe got a clear sight of it.
Al.
He cocked up.
I am a student of physics, and I saw the trajectory and the velocity of the ball, okay?
I see some glasses on someone.
What?
On the bridge of someone's nose, and they are not. It is not on my nose.
Yeah, well, you could do with getting glasses.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the way you look at things these days.
But England, so Roy at halftime thought, okay, this is not happening.
Yep.
We said at halftime, didn't we? Look, he's got to make a change. He can't go with this anymore. It's not working.
Yes.
Harry up front looks dead in his feet. Sturridge on the left, Sterling, excuse me.
Yes.
Sterling on the left wing is non-productive.
Yeah.
He is not a threat. He has to change.
Yes.
And I called for Vardy and Jack Wilshere.
Yes.
But to be fair to Roy, he said no. Sturridge Vardy,
yeah,
on
right.
you come.
Yeah.
And bingo, and England pressed and pressed and pressed, didn't they?
Yeah, but it was more immediate than that. Vardy, in his first touch, in his first ever game in a competition, in a finals for England, scored.
People were sending me offside, but came off a Welsh defender.
No way was it offside. And as
I think under current rules, that was a goal.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah. And as for Sturridge, well, it was a never-say-die attitude. It was a bit of a mess in the end. But
it's a toe poke.
Well, I was about to say, Al, there's no shame in scoring a toe poke,
no.
Is there?
No. As a striker, if you can hit it with your instep, you can back heel it, you can hit it with the side of your foot, or if you can just get to it, you toe poke it towards a goal.
Do you remember Ronaldinho at Stamford Bridge one night, stopped the defence, they thought, what's he going to do next? And he just toe-poked it straight through them. So it's a valuable weapon for a footballer.
I felt for Wales, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
I felt for Wales, who battled, defended, fought for their lives. Ramsey was good. First half, he was great.
Yeah. I hope both teams go through. And as Wales...
Well, I'm coming to that, if you let me.
Yeah, go on.
Honestly.
Yes.
So, Ramsey was good.
Well, keep up. I'll keep up.
And we have got another 20 minutes.
Right, okay.
And, you know, England were pressing, Wales defending for their lives.
Yes.
Look, England a heartbreak against Russia, and Wales got the same against England. But this euphoria now... You know, we came out of that beautiful venue in the heart of Chinatown, Trafalgar Square. They were piling at the pubs. Get in there.
Yes.
It's not over yet. Monday's a big day for Wales against Russia.
Yes.
And England-Slovakia. Now, if Wales are to beat Russia, Slovakia were to beat England, England finished third.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, you know, don't count your chickens yet, Porky.
Well, you're saying temper your enthusiasm, except for the fact that I think what England have got now is what I feared Wales would have at the start of the England-Wales game. England have now got the momentum. England have now got the feel-good factor.
The big mo.
The big mo. I keep telling you about the big mo. Why do you mock the big mo? I'll tell you about where the big mo came from, mate. When I was a proper journalist and I used to follow, you know, Ronald Reagan around America in election campaigns.
Hiding behind hedges.
Hiding behind hedges.
Yes. Will you stop moving your seat, or was that out of the curry last night?
No, it was not.
Who was it you caught in Mystique? Was it Mick Jagger?
It was Mick Jagger, yeah.
Being naughty?
Well,
you hid behind the hedge, caught him, filed. Yeah. In those days, no mobile phones. I've got to tell people this.
That's right.
So he filed his report on the telephone, public telephone. Yeah. And then, where's my wallet? Where's my passport? Where's my scissors?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So when they file the copy, they then cut the phone off and take the phone away so no other journal can use it.
That's right.
That's the sneaky rat he was.
Yeah, I did. I was determined nobody else was going to be able to file. There were very few phones on the island, so I cut the receiver off, put it in my pocket, walked out, waved at them all, and went swimming, so that even if they recovered it, it wouldn't work. Right, now then, let's talk, shall we, about the fact that, next Monday's a huge day. What's going to happen?
I think Wales can definitely draw with Russia and hopefully beat them.
I think, well, what we didn't know until Slovakia played Russia is that Russia are probably the poorest team in the group. So that gives Wales an advantage,
injury
obviously.
Injury-prone, ravaged by injuries. That's why it made England's first game a disappointment.
That's right, because their two centre-halves, I think, have a combined age of something like 78 or something. You know what I mean? They're not that mobile. Whereas England, of course, playing Slovakia, as I say, with the feel-good factor. Mind you, Slovakia are no mugs, are they?
Well, they beat Spain, they beat Germany.
Yes.
Coming into the tournament.
They did, 3-1. Beat Germany 3-1. But also, they've got this terrific player who scored what I consider to be the goal of the tournament so far, Marek Hamšík. He's a terrific player, midfield player, plays for Napoli. But did you see his goal?
Right foot bender.
Yeah, it was terrific.
So, hold on. So this Slovakia game, you know, what does Roy do? Is it quite simple now?
He starts the team that finished, doesn't he?
He leaves Harry on the bench.
Yeah.
He leaves Sterling on the bench.
I wouldn't even put Sterling on the bench, if you understand what I mean. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I mean, I know any substitute can go on now, but I wouldn't even have him in the squad. I don't know what Sterling's doing there. £58 million of Manchester City misery. That's what he is, you know. I mean, I hate to be quite specific about it, but it happens to be true.
You say that, you know, two up front against Slovakia.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. You've got to do that.
And for the Welsh point of view, Wales battled hard.
Yep.
Chris has now got to pick them up and train them.
Yes, he has.
He said, come on, boys, we've had a great tournament. We were unlucky. It could easily have been a draw.
Yeah.
We were unlucky. Yeah. We can beat these. Or, we should put them to the sword, the Russians. Yes. Let's send them home where they're banned of troublemakers.
I like Chris Coleman's approach because, once again, I saw him talking after the game. He's massively disappointed, obviously, that they didn't get the result they wanted. But he did say, look, it's my job now to restore that feel-good factor that we had going into this game. And he pointed out we still got the 3 points on the board.
Ramsey was good,
That's what tournament football's all about.
What about Northern Ireland? I didn't see that
terrific.
Coming. I did not see that coming.
Well, I didn't see it coming, but it was magnificent. And the reason why I thought it was so magnificent was, you know, if you're a fan, Al, it's the greatest result. You go into a game that you're not sure you're going to win. You get a goal quite early in the game. Every minute then of that game is absolute nightmare because the opposition might score. So when you get a second goal 2 minutes from the end, oh, the euphoria amongst the players and the fans and the sheer feel-good factor across the nation is massive. That will carry them through with a huge, huge plus into their final game, which, you know, hopefully they'll get something out of. But even with the 3 points they've got now, they could do it. But getting something out of Germany will be a huge triumph.
And if they perform at the same level, they'll get a draw, at least.
Even against Germany?
No, you're talking about Northern Ireland.
Yes.
You just mentioned Wales. I'm talking about Wales, Chris Coleman.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was saying to Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland, Germany, you can't see Northern Ireland beating them.
No.
But Poland were very...
Yeah, yeah.
Poland were, you know, right behind the ball.
Yep.
They were strong-willed, fit, they're strong.
Yep.
They don't like the Germans, and they held them 0-0.
Yep.
So I'm just hoping Northern Ireland can do that.
Yeah,
and it'd
be
remarkable.
I do as well. And can I point out to you, Al, that if all three home teams go through, that would be Northern Ireland, that would be England, would be Wales, we would then have 3 out of 16 in the group of 16. 3 out of 16, Al, because, again, I'm a student of maths and physics, would be 3/16ths, OK? And if it's... Yeah, it is. And what Excuse me, I've worked this out. If it was 4/16, even you could work out, that would be 25%, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what 3/16 is?
Thank you, Pythagoras.
18.7% of the teams in the last 16, okay?
Pythagoras' theorem coming next.
Yeah.
You're listening to Up Front with Alan Brazil. It's sponsored by Bet on Brazil. So go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest big odds and offers, and I'll give you an offer shortly. Now, the other one, Belgium.
Yes.
Belgique.
Yes,
well, you're Lukaku. Where is Lou? Where is Lukaku? Where is he?
The main thing I fear is Lukaku. Might have had his value slashed a little bit, and considering Everton want to sell him and bank the money to buy, you know, other more committed players to the Everton cause, you know, on our new regime, his value might have dropped a bit.
Did his new boots on, didn't he? Nike Quicksand.
Yeah, and he
never moved.
No, he felt like they should have been called Nike Cement Boots, shouldn't they? Because that's what they looked like to me and to everybody else.
Belgium, the opponents, who were disappointed against Italy, to be honest.
Yep.
Not just Lukaku, to be honest. De Bruyne, who I really like. Mm. He was quiet. He was like a school kid, you know. This was the occasion was too big.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping after the first game they will get better. But in saying that, the Republic, you know, they played ever so well for an hour against Sweden.
Yes.
And then Sweden come back into it. So I think the Republic, if they get a draw, they take a draw now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the Republic because I think they're being run by Roy Keane. You know, Martin O'Neill, my team were magnificent today. And every team he's in charge of, he always describes them as, I'm telling you, magnificent.
Now, I have to say it to our listeners, our director, our producer, all in one.
Yes.
Our barman.
Yes.
Is from Northern Ireland.
Yes, the guy looks after the fridge.
So he's not happy with you. Yeah,
well, no, I think he is. Because all I'm saying is this, is that if you look at the track record of Martin O'Neill as an international manager, it's even worse than Trapattoni. It's a success rate of about 33%. And Mr. Trapattoni, you know, the Italian guy, couldn't speak any Irish or English or anything.
Irish?
That's what they speak in Ireland.
Gaelic?
Yeah, so they speak in Ireland, Al, you know. See, all you
speak
Gaelic
English.
All you Gaelic people sticking together again. I bet you don't know a word of Gaelic. Anyway, the point of the story is, I don't expect the Republic of Ireland to get anything against Belgium. Belgium are slow burn. They're slow starters. They're a bit like the Dutch team of the 70s and the 80s who had great individual players but never seemed to be able to get it together. Spain went through a period of that for 20 years. Belgium seemed to be in that sort of malaise right now.
Right, here we go. Yep. Let me give you this offer. It's the brand new betting site Up Front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by betonbrazil.com. Okay. So we have great odds, markets and offers to get stuck into, plus regular insight, podcasts and conversation from me and my closest sporting pals.
Mm-hmm.
All new customers, here we go, we'll get £20 in free bets when they register and bet a tenner. Bet £10 during the group stages of the Euros. You've just got one more game to go. In addition to this great offer, Alan Brazil Upfront podcast listeners can also get an extra free £10 bet when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code Alan, which is A-L-A-N 10-10. Okay?
Yes.
So just visit betonbrazil.com, enter promo code Alan10, A-L-A-N-1-0, when you deposit your £10. Mm. Stop mucking about, sign up now at betonbrazil.com, and don't forget it's for 18s only, and betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly, and that's very important.
Absolutely.
So Belgium Republic, you think, can Alan get a draw? Can they?
No, I don't think they can.
He started Roy Keane, you mentioned Roy.
Yeah.
He's talking about Hazard. I'd kick the living daylights out of him.
Yeah.
If he was my team, kept whinging about he wants to leave and training, I'd put him all over the place, said Roy.
Yeah, but you see, I think his attitude's far too aggressive. Now, talking about aggression, Al, do you think it is right that an international football team can be threatened with expulsion from a tournament because of the behaviour of their fans?
Look, don't get me on Russia again, because I'm really distraught when I hear about Sharapova, when I hear about the athletes skipping doping, you know, trials and all these mixing of samples, all the speculation.
Sure, but hold on.
Yeah. And we got, will you hear me out?
Yes, indeed.
And we have a World Cup in 2 years. I certainly will not be going. Mm. I've been to the Champions League over there in Moscow. Mm-hmm. Forget it. Mm-hmm. Stick up your jumper. I'm not going. And I don't trust them. Yep. Simple as that. Yep. I think I've got to be careful. I'm not going to get myself in trouble here, but I think it's unwise to trust them.
Well, the only thing I would say is, and I've been to Russia like you, but a number of times, the Russians internally make sure nobody messes around, because when you see guys walking around with Kalashnikovs...
See, you like all that.
Well,
This amazes me. I was there in the Champions League with you.
Yes.
This is my sort of town.
Well, it is. It's run by strong people. Well, I like rich people.
Strong people.
There's lots of rich people there. I fear poverty. If I lived in Russia, I wouldn't be poor. I'd be rich.
Because, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, the winners...
No, you wouldn't. Because you started off as a journalist, and you would have been gagged by the state.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't be a journalist anymore. I'd be a property speculator, you see, because they make all the dosh, you know what I mean?
I
wouldn't care if, you know, the other people lived in all them tenement flats, which have all got leaky walls and all that. I mean, it's about building
five-star. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
Well, I'm only being practical. Yeah. It's five-star hotel.
Wonder what the poor people are doing today. That's nice.
Well, you know, you've got to be...
Brought up in Wrexham as well. You should remember your roots.
You have got to be pragmatic about it. Now, outside of the home teams we've talked about, yes. Who do we see as those coming up on the blind side? For instance... I was told Austria were going to be the dark horses, and so far,
When is the World Skiing Championships?
World Skiing Championships, that is a bit harsh. Very impressed with Iceland. Now, they're...
Hills are alive. What are you talking
about?
That
was Austria.
Yeah.
Well, I moved on to Iceland because I thought Austria was not worth dwelling
upon. Why are you moving
on
to Iceland?
Well, because I thought Austria were the dark horse, and they've actually let me down.
No, Iceland, I've got no chance.
Yeah, but Iceland got a fantastic result the other night. They got a draw. Right?
And it was a fantastic... But I'm talking about possible getting a semi-final here.
I'm talking about...
Why are you wasting people's time?
I'm talking about the team that could surprise us, right? France already through, of course, so we all suspected that would happen. Getting back to the Iceland thing, there's only 300,000 people in Iceland. That's even less.
I don't care.
That's even less than Northern Ireland. Right? Where's a million people? I think there's a million people in Northern Ireland, about a million anyway. Seems like a lot more, obviously, because we hear a lot from them, particularly when they're winning at championships. But are you still telling me that you think your original
Germany and Spain?
No, you said France initially.
France, not a 3-1. The odds are too skinny for me. I think, although saying that, Germany and Spain, I think they are only 4-1, something like that. But check out Bet in Brazil and you'll find out.
Yeah, but purely on football merit.
Do you still think France are going to win? No. Well, home advantage is very important.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
France will be there, but if I'm being dead honest, I think Spain, even though they don't have a massive goal threat, I think Germany, they didn't look great against Poland.
I think it was Germany. I think
Germany are hard to beat, and Spain are hard to beat.
Yeah, Germany, they contain. Germany are almost like, you know, the SPG, Special Patrol Group. You know, they kettle you, they contain you.
I thought you were talking about Paris Saint-Germain
there. No, that's PSG. And then they sort of break out and they make a run for the line. Now, what are you going to tell me?
I was going to say, how far will Wales and England go? And please, think before you engage the mouth.
Yeah. I think we'll win the group now because I think we'll at least get a draw in the last game. The big mo. That means we'll get probably a third place team in the group of 16. That means I think we will get through to the quarterfinals
and knock down the qualifiers.
We could be, but it depends on a fate now, doesn't it? And who we get in that who comes through to meet us in that draw.
And what about England?
Excuse me, that was England, right? As for Wales, who may finish second in the group, and I hope they do. Hope they finish second in the group. They'll get a tougher group of 16, and it might not be as easy for them. So, if England get to quarterfinals, you've got to remember that one result then, and you're big time, because last four means Roy Hodgson will probably get a new contract.
Would you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
His age? With the greatest respect, we all get old, okay? I've just had a birthday.
Yes.
But I don't know. But then again, it's 2 years to the World Cup, isn't it?
Let me tell you this.
There's young side coming through.
There is a committee of 12 at the FA who decide on the national coach, his remuneration package.
Of course, you used to open doors for them.
I used to attend meetings where it was polite.
You know that? Porky was at the FA Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the big wheel at Westminster, and he was the doorman to the museum with his little gloves.
I happened to be going in there with a load of FA officials. It's polite to open a door when you're with somebody for whom you have respect, and you know people there need to be respectful. And all I'm saying is, Roy Hodgson still has the majority, 7-5, on that board of 12 who want him to continue after this competition. I wouldn't have him another day. I mean, look, I'm not having a go at him now because he's our national coach. He's got us through probably to the last 16. No, I haven't.
I wouldn't have him another day. You just have.
I wouldn't have him for another competition. I don't think he should have survived.
You said another day.
Well, okay, another day, because somebody else should have been appointed after Brazil. Brazil was a debacle, and you know, a bit like you. And that's a joke, Al, a joke. And I don't think he should still be the England coach, so there you are. Now, Al, a question for you, please.
Yes.
When these competitions happen, and you've played in them, can they influence to the point where players, and I'm thinking now of Payet, are now so much in the shop window.
Payet,
the guy from West Ham. So much in the shop window now. Is this bad news for clubs like West Ham?
Not really, because they'll get a fortune for him. He's 29.
Yeah, but they want to keep him because he's an outstanding
player. Well, they don't want to keep him, but if he doesn't want to stay, you get rid.
Well, yeah, I know that. But West Ham in particular are in a position where they're going to the new stadium. They've got 60,000 people. They've sold all the season tickets. The guy they want to open up their new season is a man who at the moment is looked upon as probably the outstanding player in the European Championship so far.
Well, Modric has been great, hasn't
Modric has been very good, and we talked about our boy
Italian defenders from
Slovakia.
Have been great.
Yeah, the boy Marek Hamsik. By the way, did you know Slovakia's manager is called Kojak? Do you remember
who
Kojak?
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby? Give me a lollipop. You know, I mean, the best one was that. You know, when they're in the precinct, Al, you know, that dozy guy with the curly hair? You know,
Stavros.
He looked like a scouser on a day out in New York.
Stavros,
yeah. It was Stavros!
Yeah.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Okay, Lieutenant.
And make it hot.
Okay, Lieutenant.
That's all he ever used to say.
Yes, Lieutenant. Okay, Lieutenant.
And that was it. Being a lieutenant in the NYPD makes you a big person. Believe me, I've lived there.
No, listen, I'm looking forward to the weekend. I really am. Monday's going to be great. And then it'll be exciting who gets who. Then we're into knockout stages. And that's when the tournament really comes alive.
I agree. I think teams like Germany, they're just paddling water.
Where's your boys, Barley? Where's Stonesy? Where's Bartley?
Well, I would play Barkley without a shadow
instead
of a doubt.
Instead of who?
Well, as he made those substitutions in that game, by the way, bringing Rashford on I thought was a great decision as well towards the end of the game. So that means at the end we had about seven forwards. So that gives him plenty of opportunity for the next game. But I
not
would
not seven forwards.
Del Alli plays as a forward for Spurs.
But he's not a forward.
He plays as a forward
for
Spurs.
He's a midfield player.
He plays as a forward for Spurs. He overlaps, and I'm telling you, he does. I know these things. Don't worry, I'm a student of football. And what I was going to say was that
low football.
Barkley, I would play maybe in Lallana's place, you know, Lallana is question mark.
Well, it's a long season.
Yes,
you only need a little niggle, little you know, problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Republic, Johnny Walters has had a problem, Achilles. So you just can you, you know that's why the squad's so important. Wales haven't got a squad,
right? Can
not
you,
England?
Can you work out why when there was so much controversy about his inclusion, Jack Wilshere seems to have been blanked by the man who backed him, Mr. Hodgson?
He came on, didn't he, first game, and I thought he looked great. Ooh. So Jack could still play a big, big part. But he may play against Slovakia.
Didn't he have a bigger call to come on in the second game after his
good
performance in the first?
Roy may have felt it was more of a British game. Jack's better against foreign opposition rather than Welsh Brits. Mm-hmm. So he could play a part against Slovakia, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear that Sturridge was looking so good in training.
Yeah.
And hopefully Jack is putting in. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Because there's still a great opportunity here. England should qualify as group leaders,
yes,
as long as it doesn't go wrong against Slovakia. And you can check out the odds, by the way, on betonbrazil.com. Jack could still certainly play a part. And Bartley, who knows? At the moment, he's been frozen out.
Well, I wouldn't say he's been frozen out, to be honest. I just think that Roy Hodgson's mindset has not been able to accommodate him so far. But as you quite rightly say, we've got at least one more game. We know that. I'd say we've got at least two, ground of 16. And if we finish top of the group, we've got at least three. So three more games to go. There's plenty of room for those players on the edge at the moment to shine.
Can't wait. Mike, lovely. Look forward to Monday's games.
Indeed.
Brilliant. That was Up Front with Alan Brazil on Audio Boom alongside Mike Porcupari. Don't forget, betonbrazil.com.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly.